have a little chat about the fleet market, which is up and running. This has been kind of long bit of planning, would I say?
Yeah, we've been planning this for a good 4 or 5 months now. It's been a real labor of love. And all the people who've been involved in the planning have full-time jobs. You know, we're all quite busy people. And I hope that demonstrates that we're doing this because we love our town. And we think that Fleet deserves a really vibrant, dynamic Saturday market.
Because Fleet, it's a beautiful place, but it lacks that kind of thing, pizzazz on a Saturday, doesn't it?
I think you're right. You know, most people, when they think of Fleet, the first thing they'll tell you if they're not from the town is, oh, you've got a service station. And that always gets under my skin because there's so much more to Fleet. But what's been really, really troubling us, you know, the little group of people that have worked on this market, is that Fleet's a decent sized town and it's got some lovely shops. It's got a great high street. What it doesn't have is a thriving market. You know, I walked past it probably October last year, and it had 3 or 4 stalls, and it was a fairly bleak Saturday afternoon with a bit of rain on the ground. And I just thought Fleet deserves more than this. So, you know, a group of us got together and had a conversation in the pub where all great conversations start, and thought, you know, we can do something about this. We've between us got the skills we need. We've got business planning skills. We've got communication skills and marketing. So let's put our heads together and see if we can come up with an idea to get a market off the ground in Fleet and give it the kind of time and resource it really deserves.
So who was actually running the market before you guys then?
So there was a national group who run markets across the country. And, you know, I don't want to badmouth anybody. I think, you know, they'd done their level best. But the problem was there'd been very little marketing, very little communication about what was happening. And they just slowly, slowly let it die a death. And at the same time, of course, we had COVID, and you know, that really put a death knell in lots of shops, lots of businesses, and markets really struggled because no one wanted to be out and about queuing up with hundreds of other people during a global pandemic, and who can blame them? But you know, we're coming out of that now, and I think people do want to be back out in the community, and they want to support local business. And you know, one of the founding principles of this market is that we want to support the community, support local businesses, and be something that's at the heart of our town.
Yeah, I think this is quite important, actually, because, you know, other areas are, apart from Fleet, do have the markets, but sometimes it does lack the support of that local community, which is the hub of a market at the end of the day, isn't it?
It is, and we are so, so proud of our town. You know, there's a reason why the working group that have set this market up are all pretty much local councillors. You know, we do that because we love our town and we want the best for it. And you know what's really struck me? Social media can be quite toxic. And, you know, Fleet's not immune to that. We have issues that have utterly divided the town and pitted friend against friend and neighbour against neighbour. But, you know, every time we've put something out on social media about the Fleet Saturday market, we've been absolutely bowled over by the level of support from the community, from people wanting it to succeed and to help the local businesses, and just people seeing it as something they can take their kids to and go and sit and have a coffee and listen to some good music and buy some great things from our stalls.
So why do you think this market is different from any other market?
I think Fleet is a fairly unique place. You know, we have got just such lovely people who want the community to succeed, to want the market to succeed. What we're trying to do is set up a really diverse range of stalls. You know, when people think of a market, they tend to either think of your typical fruit and veg and a bread stall and you know, various little sort of knickknacks you can buy, or you look at it the other way, which is the very middle class, very she artisan market with you know, 14-pound loaves of bread that you buy in North London. We're not either of those. We're going for a little hybrid mix. So we've got all the cornerstones. We've got your fruit and veg. We've got your bread. We've got your cheese. But we've also got some fantastic artisan products. So, you know, there'll be a food stall selling handmade samosas and dosas. You know, we've got stalls selling food from around the world. As I've said, we've got a fantastic stage where local performers, choirs, schools can come and show off their skills and pay places for people to sit so they can grab a coffee from one of the coffee vans that are coming along and sit and watch the world go by and meet friends. And that's one of the parts of this market we really want to drive, is for it to become the heart of Fleet and somewhere people can go and enjoy themselves on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, because you don't want people just to, oh, yeah, nothing there. Okay, right, let's leave. You want people to stick around, don't you?
We do. We want people to stick around, not just come in and buy the loaf of bread and go. We want people to stick around for, you know, a good 20 minutes, half an hour. And by putting our, you know, tables and chairs at the middle of the market square, and by having something they can come along and listen to by way of choir, it can become a little point of focus for their Saturday morning. And there'll be a big range of stalls, you know, hopefully 25 to 30 stalls with a rotating mix every single week. So whenever you come along, there'll be something new to see and something new to try.
So if anyone wants to be at the markets, is it expensive?
It's not. You know, we've got some really great introductory offers, and this was so important to us. We don't want it to be self-selecting for only the businesses that are already doing fabulously and can afford to take a stall. We wanted to support local businesses. So we've got some great introductory rates. We've got a market manager who is can explain to people all about how that's going to work. Joe, who's you know, across all of our social media platforms. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and obviously if you search us on your favourite search engine for Fleet Saturday Market, you'll be able to get in touch.
Now then, I'll ask you this question. You might not be able to answer it. If you wanted to set up a stall, if say I had something to sell, for instance, what would I actually need to be at that market?
Well, you know, that's one of our USPs, I think. Rather than having to bring along all your own kit, which can be very expensive, just the infrastructure, we've deliberately made it so local businesses can come along with absolutely nothing and have everything they need to sell. So we've got gazebos, we've got tables, we've got everything ready for people. All they need to do is bring along their stock and sell. So that means that local businesses can come along and give us a try. They don't need to make huge investments to set up for a week or two. And if they find they're successful, you know, perhaps they might like to create their own marketing, their own banners. But for the first few attempts, come along, try us out. You know, we've got everything you need. And hopefully you can make a real success of your business just by using Fleet Market and drawing in the crowds.
So as an organizer, how are you promoting it yourselves?
We have got a massive marketing push across, you know, all that you'd expect. We've got banners across the high street. We've got A-boards. We've got leaflets. Word of mouth is our most fabulous tool we're using. You know, Fleet, it's a reasonable sized town, but it feels like a village and everybody knows everybody. So we've got people talking about it. Local businesses are talking to their customers. The councils are talking about it. And I think that's really been successful for us. But we've also got a big push on social media. So we've got Instagram, we've got Twitter, we've got Facebook. And you never know, we might go on TikTok soon if any of us can work out how to use it.
Obviously, Fleet, it does get supported for its many events that it does run every single year. For instance, I'm just thinking of one now, which is Fleet Festivities. That is supported so well in the town. I went along for the first time last year and I was absolutely flabbergasted to think I was there in the middle of the afternoon setting up bits and pieces, doing interviews with various traders, et cetera, et cetera. And then suddenly about 6 o'clock in the evening, I looked around when I was sat there at Canteen, for instance, and there was thousands. You could hardly move.
Yeah. Yeah. And Fleet Festivities is absolutely amazing. And you know, we want to harness just a little bit of that for the market, because people all go. It feels like the whole town is there, you know, and it also feels like people come from a bit further afield to the festivities. And as I said, we want to just grab hold of a bit of that feeling and harness it for Fleet Saturday Market. It always felt to me like we should have something a little bit better in the town. And the market went into a bit of a death spiral. As I said before, you know, with COVID and the high street starting to struggle, people gave up on it, and I kind of understand why. The only people who came along were the people who come in week in, week out to get their fruit and veg from our brilliant stand that's been there for many, many years. But it was about time that this got rejuvenated, and I really hope that this push is supported by the community, because you know the market deserves to be successful, and Fleet deserves a great market. So hopefully it's a win-win for everybody.
Not to upset the people that loved the original market, are those traders coming to your market?
They absolutely are. You know, our fruit and veg stall has been there for many, many years, and it is well loved by everyone in Fleet. They have an incredible range of produce, and people queue up there from very, very early in the morning. So, you know, they're being at the market for the foreseeable future, and then staying there was at the cornerstone of our plans. We wanted them right at the heart of it. And hopefully they will win from the greater footfall, people coming in to look at all the new stalls and the diverse range of attractions we've got. You know, that will increase their business, and people will be pleased to see that they can buy not just their fruit and veg, but come along and try some great foods, different products, and see some friends and have a coffee.
So whereabouts is the market?
The market's at Gurkha Square. Now, Gurkha Square is at the end of the high street. There's loads and loads of parking nearby. The market will be really well signposted, so you can't miss it. And hopefully for, you know, the first couple of weeks at least, while we're getting established, there'll be no other game in town. You know, hopefully everyone will know about it. Everyone will be talking about it.
And I've got to ask you, what is your favourite thing to pick up at market?
Well, I've already mentioned them. I mean, there's a fabulous Indian food stall which sells samosas and dosas to die for. Every time I go to a market and I see one of these trucks, I have to pick them up. But it means I often spoil my lunch. And then there's some fantastic cakes and bakeries. We genuinely have, you know, butchers, bakers and candlestick makers. There's a real diverse range of stalls. Some of the cake makers are not good for my waistline, but boy, are they tasty.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck for future weeks of the Fleet Market. And thanks for coming in and have a little chat.
Really appreciate it.